How you doing, everybody? This is Ken Casey from the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to Radio Lublin.
Kołowrót.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for your time to do this interview, mate. First of all, I'm wondering, what was the main cause that the new Dropkick Murphys album is full acoustic? First time I was thinking that it's caused by COVID and all that lockdown-related things. Many bands released their acoustic albums in that period. But when it comes to Woody Guthrie topic, I understood that acoustic arrangements was probably the best way to show his original lyrics in a right climate. Am I right?
Yeah, we wanted to give the ability to hear the lyrics more clear and make it more about the lyrics. And we also just wanted to try something different. You know, we wanted to kind of challenge ourselves to be able to do the record acoustic, but still make it intense. You know what I mean? And so it was a fun, interesting challenge for us to be able to do it this way.
Can you tell me more about forming that idea? I know that the daughter of Woody Guthrie contacted you and gave you his unused original lyrics. It was a direct impulse to create the new repertoire, or were you thinking about it before all this happened?
Well, no, we've been trying to find the time to do this album for 20 years. So it just really came about by the particular songs we chose and the melodies. It kind of happened during the writing process that we decided to make it all acoustic. We knew it would be somewhat acoustic, but then during the process, we decided, no, let's make it full acoustic. So it wasn't some difficult decision. It was just something that kind of happened as we were creating the songs that we decided on this.
All right. You played acoustic several times before on various occasions, but recording a full acoustic album still seems to be quite challenging thing for a punk-based band like you, even if you are still singing very rebellious lyrics of original punk, as you used to name Woody Guthrie.
Well, we think that it, for a band like us, a big part of our musical influence being acoustic music in the first place, whether it be Irish folk music, which is often very rebellious, or even the American old American country like Johnny Cash and stuff like that. So we've always been inspired by bands that could deliver a powerful message without necessarily loud guitars. So we thought it was a nice way to challenge ourselves to follow in those footsteps, you know.
Production of that album is very organic. Sometimes it sounds like some songs were recorded at the first take. I guess that atmosphere during the recording session was very good.
Yeah, the studio that we did the album in, called The Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has this famously great big acoustic room that just sound carries like you're at a symphony hall or something, and several of the songs were from the first take. So yes, the 10 times more and a few other songs just happened right as we recorded them in the room. So but we wanted to capture that feeling of like that's another way to capture the intensity in an acoustic manner by doing it live like that. You know, we still wanted it to be Dropkick Murphys, but we also wanted to pay respect to that era. And by the way, most of these lyrics were written in the 1930s and early 1940s, which really makes, from a lyrical topic, it really makes things come full circle to say, wow, you know, Woody was writing these songs as the Nazis were invading Europe, and here, you know, Putin's invading Ukraine, and dictators and authoritarianism is, you know, even in America, you know, becoming more and more acceptable, or, you know, is becoming more mainstream as a political view. And it's almost like Woody could have written these songs this year. So it's kind of scary how topically relevant they are as well.
Ken, even if This Machine Still Kills Fascists is not a typical Dropkick Murphys album, I have to say that this is still very, very Murphish. Can you tell me what is the main thing which causes that even if Dropkick Murphys recorded a different album, it still sounds like Dropkick Murphys?
Because I think there's a passion in the delivery. There's a passion in the performance where we really believe in what we're saying and what we're singing and what we're playing. And I think that comes across, and there's a sincerity to it, you know? And that makes us happy that people pick up on that, because we really feel this album. To me, I feel like this album is as intense as anything we've ever done, even though it's acoustic, you know?
Ken, your new album is also the first album since 1998 where we can't hear the voice of Al Barr, who decided to suspend his activity in the band due to family reasons. I know that the band is supporting and totally respecting his decision, but I guess that you, as the only lead vocalist now on the front, can feel now a little bit alone on the front of a stage.
Well, it's... I don't so much feel alone, and I'll tell you why, because the audience that we play with to get to play before are so welcoming to the Dropkick Murphys, and they're so singing along to every word that you never feel like when Al's there or when Al's not there or when anyone else isn't there, the audience is so, so welcoming to the Dropkick Murphys and singing along. So I feel... Al and I have both always said the audience is like another band member, you know, and they're there for us. So that's always been like the main source of comfort and source of strength for the band, the energy we get from the fans. So I felt alone sometimes in like some of the performances without fans that we've done, like for promotional things, because hey, where's Al? But when the fans are there, it makes it much easier, you know.
All right, we are talking when you are in the middle of US theater tour. You change the classic clubs and concert halls for theaters. Are you not feeling a little bit strange in this specific environment?
So because we did an acoustic album, we wanted to really make the whole event seem totally different, you know, and so we decided to do seated theaters, and obviously it strains that there's no mosh pit or anything, but you know, there's no barricade, so the front row is literally right in front of me, and the front row and the fans are just, you know, enthusiastic and singing along. So it feels exactly how it should be for this show. The fans are enthusiastic, singing along, but there is this element more that they're listening and watching more. Instead of just being like, let's jump around and feel the energy, you do feel them watching more and listening more intently, you know? So you do feel like, ooh, we really need to be good because they're really, you know, like, absorbing it in a different way. It's not just about the energy, it's about the watching the performance and hearing how things sound, because when you're playing this acoustic, you can't hide the vocals and you can't hide mistakes on the guitars. You hear everything so clearly. So it's been a nice challenge to make us a better band, I think, you know.
In January 2023, you're coming back to Poland. Can we expect that also here you will play a part of the acoustic set, or we should be ready for a full Dropkick Murphys punk electric set?
It'll basically be a full punk electric set, but even over the years in a Dropkick Murphys full punk electric set, we've always, you know, had ebbs and flows and played some more acoustic songs. So we'll mix some of the acoustic songs in, and then we'll probably take a little break and maybe do three or four in a row of strictly acoustic. But then there's also songs on the record like All You Phonies, for example, that sounds amazing with electric guitars. So we'll play a few of them electric as well. So we'll mix the album into the set, you know, in little here and there, and some will be full acoustic and some will actually play electric.
All right, mates. One last question for you. Your label wrote that you recorded some more material than these 10 songs which are included on This Machine Still Kills Fascists. Can you tell me more about it?
Yes. Yeah, we recorded 10 more songs, already finished, done. We're working on the artwork now. It's acoustic as well, but it's a little bit more of, you know, where this album is a little bit more of an Americana feel, this next album is a little bit more Celtic feel to it. And we have some amazing guests on the next album. We have the Violent Femmes make a guest appearance. We have Amy Taylor from the band Amel and the Sniffers, who are amazing, from Australia. Rambling Jack Elliott, who's in his 90s now and used to perform back with Woody Guthrie in the day and live at his house, you know. So we feel like we've got like a new band in Amel and the Sniffers making an appearance. We have, you know, a band that was influential to us in the Violent Femmes. And then you had a pair of Woody Guthrie's all appearing on the album. So we're just as excited about this second part. Is not like, oh, these are the extra songs. We felt like we put them together because they had a different feel. So the second part is just as strong as the first part, you know?
All right, Ken, thank you so much for that interview. I'm leaving the last word for Polish fans to you.
Yeah, sure. Well, first off, just to end the interview, I'd like to say we are very excited about the show in Poland. The fans in Poland have always treated us like family and shown us such respect and love. And we always look forward to the show. So thank you, guys. And we can't wait to see you. So thank you.
Thanks, Ken. As I am a longtime Dropkick Murphys fan, it was a big pleasure to chat with you today, and always an honor to spread the word about your music around Poland. See you in Warsaw. Bye-bye.
Yeah, let's go. Awesome. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for helping our career in Poland. I appreciate you. Every little bit counts. Thank you. See you soon, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Kołowrót.